It's 444 on KUT. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin Board of Realtors and the Home Builders Association of Greater Austin heard their annual housing forecast this morning. The forecast was delivered by Eldon Rood of the real estate tracking firm Metro Study. And so in case you couldn't afford the $75 to go hear him this morning, he's here with me now to tell me about the housing forecast, what we're going to experience in 2013. Hi, Eldon.
Good afternoon.
You began this morning with a look at what happened with the housing market in 2012. It seemed, from an outsider's perspective, that it was a pretty good year.
Certainly for those involved in the housing industry, whether they build houses or they sell them or they are in the mortgage business, it was a pretty good year. We, coming off of 2011, a year we built about 6,000 houses in the Austin market, which was up slightly from the bottom, if you will, of the cycle, which was about 5,500 units. We started about 8,000 houses in 2012, so up about 30% year over year from 2011.
This is the point where I want you to look into your crystal ball and forecast the future.
Well, you know, any forecast, Nathan, there's some fundamental things that we look at in terms of making a forecast. One is if we have a continuation of very strong job growth in the Austin region, which we've had the last couple of years. If that holds true, then we will likely see increasing activity over the next year or so. And I would expect, because the tight levels of inventory for resale homes and new homes, that we'll see increasing pricing as we move through the year, especially in those more attractive areas of town.
Angelos Angelou told us after his economic forecast a few weeks ago, if you don't own a home, buy one in 2013. If you do own a home, buy another one in 2013. Would you go so far as to urge people to follow that behavior?
Well, I would always urge people to purchase a home or sell their home based on their own situation for them socially, not necessarily looking at a home as an investment for them. At the same time, you know, given the dynamics that we have in our market with increasing population, increasing job growth, and with mortgage interest rates at historically low levels, it is certainly a pretty good time to buy a home in this market because I expect that we're going to see some significant appreciation over the next year or so.
So last year, I was actually able to attend your housing forecast, and one of the big headline numbers that everyone was looking for was your forecast for the number of home starts in 2013. And by starts, we mean the number of homes that will begin to be constructed this year. What was the forecast?
So after doing about 8,000 starts in 2012, which was a 30% increase from 2011, my expectation is, based on what we know now, that we'll likely see another 10 to 20% increase in production in 2013. So that results in somewhere between 8,800 and 9,600 new single-family starts in the Austin region in the next year.
Eldon, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Eldon Rood is the director of the Austin market with Metro Study, a real estate tracking firm. He gave his annual real estate forecast for the Austin Board of Realtors and the Home Builders Association of Greater Austin. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.